And many, many people are reluctant to confess their sins, but they were never reluctant to commit them. And if we're going to go to the doctor with a complaint physically, and we've got a real complaint, well, we need to go quickly. And we need to tell the doctor everything that is affecting us so that he can put it right. Now, confession is our verbal way of doing that. It is our verbal humiliation before God. We are humbling ourselves in the presence of God. We are confessing to him. And wounds that we've inflicted can't be healed until they are brought out into the open. And they can't be forgiven until they are confessed. So confession is always good for the soul. When you tell God exactly how you feel. Now you may feel unhappy at the thought of doing that. Which of us wouldn't? But confession is not going to spoil your happiness. It's going to bring you happiness. Because that is the first step to repentance. When you begin to confess. And as Christians and as a church, we can long for revival and we can pray for revival, but it doesn't come without confession.